Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli airstrike in the southern Gaza city of Rafah kills at least 9 Palestinians, including 6 children. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Despite being urged by many countries to hold back, Israel still plans to send troops into Rafah, which currently hosts more than half of Gaza's total population. Israel's war against Hamas has led to a dramatic escalation of tensions in the Middle East. In a recent briefing, Stefan Dujarric, the spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, discussed the situation in the region after an apparent Israeli airstrike hit an airbase in central Iran.
The Secretary General condemns any acts of retaliation, appeals to the international community to work together to prevent any further development that could lead to devastating consequences for the entire region and beyond.
Israel has also faced off with a Hezbollah militant group, with the two sides frequently trading attacks across the Lebanese-Israeli border. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The House has approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies after months of turmoil on Capitol Hill. Congressional leaders pushed aside opposition from hard-right conservatives to complete the bill in a rare Saturday session. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke to reporters after the vote.
I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
The Senate would still need to approve the measures in the coming days, and President Joe Biden has promised to sign the package. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.